In only 2 days, you can move your career further, faster with a Harvard DCE Professional and Executive Development Program. Advance your leadership skills, craft smarter business strategies, build your network, and move your career in the right direction. You'll earn a certificate of completion, add Harvard to your CV, and become the leader you want to be. Our intensive programs are designed to fit into your busy schedule. Attend online or on the Harvard campus. Search Harvard Professional and Executive Development to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories for the week of February 23rd, 2021, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual factual news.
Yeah, that's right. Actual factual news. That's what it stands for. News AF. Actual factual. And here we are with the men who put the AF in News AF. First, here he is, a man who had LASIK surgery over 15 years ago, still with tremendous vision. Here is the great Tyson Apostle.
Whoop, whoop. I had LASIK eye surgery 15 years ago. This was all on the pre-show that everybody here has heard, but the people at home that are listening later on the podcast will have not heard. It was when I was racing bikes in Europe, and sometimes you race in unfavorable conditions with mud and snow and sleet and everything. And then that kicks up from the bikes in front of you into your eyes. And that was pretty tricky with contacts in. And you couldn't wear regular glasses because you want to wear sunglasses or something. You could do prescription sunglasses, I guess. But anyways, long story short, I decided for my career as a cyclist, it would be better to have LASIK eye surgery. I went in and got it done. Probably the best thing I've ever done with my life, ever.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's mind blowing because even glasses and contacts do not correct your vision as clearly as perfect vision. And so, like, I remember I was really nervous because I'd heard horror stories about people. The next morning, I woke up, I looked across the room, I could see the alarm clock because this was in a time when we had alarm clocks next to our beds. And I looked out the window, I was like, oh, I should take a picture of that. And then I was like, wait, this is how everybody's been seeing the world the whole time. And I've been seeing it through the blurry lens of glasses or contacts. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, really great.
Skies parted.
Yeah. And I am not working with big LASIK in any capacity other than I've had a very positive experience with my surgery.
Okay. All right. I've heard a lot of people, a lot of survivors, I think, have done it. I know.
But I was probably the first.
You were probably the first. I know Jeremy did it, and I went, and Andrew Savage did it first. And then Jeremy went and stayed at his house and got LASIK surgery.
Oh, they got it for free because they're being on TV,
they had the hookup.
Dang, yeah. Dude. I paid a premium for mine. Yeah, but a premium. So my eyes are probably better than theirs.
Yeah. All right. Of course, a man who I assume has pretty good vision, but we'll find out. Here is Danny Bryson. Danny, how are you?
He's got great spiritual vision.
20. Just got him tested, too. Mm. Used to have 15-20, but
that's what I have.
The really good version.
Yeah, 2015.
Yeah.
And then the lady wouldn't tell me what I had this time, so I just assumed since I passed my test that I had 2020.
Yeah, but she made me really nervous.
Yeah, this is for my flight license. And that test is so stupid. This eye is always blurry after I've covered it, pushed into it.
Yeah.
It just doesn't seem fair.
I think as you get older, that happens. Your eyes adjust a little slower. Like, I notice that if I'm doing something nearsighted where I'm reading or looking at a screen, and then I look up at like a horizon or something, I can't initially see the horizon line very crisp, but then it like comes in.
It's like a camera focusing in low light.
Yeah. Yeah. So So Danny, I made a little joke about him also having quite the spiritual vision, but yes. I don't know if it's a joke or not. It's
Here's the problem with my wife getting LASIK is now she's going to see the real me.
Spots. Oh my God. Oh. Dude, she's all the spots.
She's never seen me with perfect vision. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She never knew what she got into when she married me, you know, 12, 13 years ago.
Yeah, that's evolution, I think. That so you meet the people and you fall in love like in your prime, and then you deteriorate, but so does your vision. Like,
yes, together.
This is against nature for someone to be getting older and then see things. Oh my God.
Right? Yeah, that's totally true.
When did she get her eyes fixed?
Yesterday.
Oh, so she still hasn't really fully been able to open them. And
so you're saying
about.
There's still time for me to fudge them back up?
So I mean, just like push on them and it will, the cornea will slide a little bit and make her pretty much blind.
I mean,
I don't want her blind. I just want her to smooth out the wrinkles, like just not be perfect, not 20/20.
Oh, well, maybe you could have talked to, maybe there's a procedure that you can kick the LASIK doctor an extra 50 or something, a hundo, and be like, hey, just do that one where it like smooths out your skin because everything's too bright.
I want to look fantastic for my wife.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Boy, I hope my wife never gets LASIK.
Oh man, it'll be crazy. Like one morning when she can finally open her eyes all the way and stuff, where she's like wakes up and she's like, "Who are you?"
Yeah,
next to you in bed. Yeah, wow. Well, Danny. Yeah, DePete says there's still time for collagen. You could go in and get a bunch of injections
today.
Before,
I need to get it today.
Yeah,
I'll see who's available.
Okay, who cares? Do it yourself.
Yeah, I'll just drive down to a shady corner somewhere.
Yeah.
And just buy whatever I could find.
Do that lip suction trick that Kylie Jenner taught everybody.
Oh, no. The erection cream.
The cream.
Yeah, the erection cream.
Put it around my lips.
Your whole face. Probably your whole face.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into our top stories. Of course, we've been seeing so much about everything that's going on in Texas. And of course, thinking about all of our listeners who are in Texas. Hope everybody is doing okay. It is unusual to have the kind of snow.
I mean, they're not doing okay, but we hope for the best and a speedy, right?
Certainly.
But, okay, go on. Yeah. I just was like, that's pretty harsh stuff going on down there.
It's really terrible. People seem confused about the snowfall that has happened in Texas. And some amateur scientists have taken to TikTok to try to explain the phenomenon and are trying to put forth the idea that the snow isn't real and part of a government conspiracy. And they do have some proof. That might sound far-fetched, but they do have some proof.
Are these the birds aren't real people?
Chemtrails? Are we talking chemtrails? What is going on here?
Okay,
Flat earthers?
Yeah, so people are making a snowball, and then they're holding a lighter up to the snowball, and then saying the snowball is not turning into water. What's happening here?
Dude.
Saw these pictures.
Yeah.
I didn't watch this. It seemed too far. It seemed too much, too inquirer-like for me to investigate.
Mm-hmm. Okay, guys. So I'm seeing people in the chat saying this was going around 8 years ago. Snow people are whatever, crazy weirdos.
Snow people.
Dude, we had snow here this year for the first time in a long time in the valley in Phoenix, which usually you'll see it on the hills every couple years or something. But this was in the valley. It was in my backyard. And it was hailing kind of, but half of the hail, I have video of it, was these, it wasn't hail. It wasn't frozen. It was like white, chalky bits of like something else. Hmm. And I put it in my hand. So I put all the hail pieces in my hand and half of them would melt and half of them wouldn't. And then the other half would like smear and be weird, but they did evaporate in the water.
Hmm.
So I don't know if it was like pollution being pulled from the sky.
TikTok?
No, I should have. I'm not smart enough to post all this stuff and get tons of hits like that. I sent the video to Rachel and was like, dude, check out this weird stuff falling from the sky. But half of it was real moisture snow and probably more than half. But there were these chunks, like I'd walk around my grass and pick them up and they were the same size as the hail. They looked a little different because they were like porous and it was really bizarre.
Yeah.
So well, at least you're not in Russia where the dogs are turning blue from the snow.
And yeah.
Then pink now.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, that's a real thing.
What do you mean the dogs are turning blue?
Yeah, there's pictures of the wild packs of dogs in this place in Russia turning blue from the snow, supposedly chemicals inside the snow. I mean, it's Russia. Were turning their fur blue. And now I think it's turning it pink. It's an ongoing story.
Yeah. Are we sure there's not a gender reveal party gone awry in Russia?
You know what? Now that you say that,
I think the entire
that actually
nation,
makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, the entire nation is a gender reveal party gone awry, probably.
Yeah. Yeah, so. That dogs are mysteriously turning blue and pink in a Russian city, according to the New York Post.
Oh, yeah, blue and green as well. So blue, green, and pink. That's real snow. That's real conspiracy there. That's an actual conspiracy. What is in the air that is turning the dogs blue? That's something.
Colloidal silver, probably.
Wow.
What?
I don't know. That sounded legit, whatever you just said.
Well, colloidal silver is the stuff that, like, pseudoscientists suggest you drink every day to stave off all illnesses. But if you take too much of it, your skin can have a bluish hue to it.
Hmm.
Yeah. We're learning a lot today, I feel.
Like we are.
A ton, so, yeah. And it's still so early. Yeah.
So what the scientists on TikTok are doing is they make a snowball and then they like light it on fire with like, or they try to light it on fire with a lighter or some people with a hairdryer. And they're saying, look, the snowball isn't melting. What's going on here? But the scientists that have tried to explain what's going on here, they say that it is a process called sublimation, where the snow is turning directly to gas vapor when it is heated that hot from a direct heat source.
That could be. I believe that more than fake snow.
Yeah, how are they doing fake snow? Are they driving, flying giant jets and dropping plastic?
Even
why?
If it was
why?
Even
why?
If it was fake snow, then why all those pictures of like the icicles dripping down the ceiling fans and stuff? Mm-hmm. The temperatures dropped dramatically, and that causes snow.
Mm-hmm. I mean, did they do fake cold also?
I mean, how do you fake cold?
I don't know. I mean, so you just leave the freezer open.
Yeah, but that's real cold then.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
there are a lot of places to get bad information. And I think that TikTok's probably at the top of that list. Mm-hmm. If you want to educate yourself on something, there's not TikTok. Don't use that.
I saw somebody in the chat. I'm sorry, I can't give you credit because your comment has long passed. But they said, my favorite type of scientist is an amateur scientist.
That's. I mean, we're amateur scientists.
I mean, I wouldn't claim as such.
I would. You wouldn't claim yourself as an amateur scientist.
I mean, we're all amateur scientists. Until
I guess we're all. And in that sense, none of us are, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, we all are or we all aren't. But
I have a microscope in my home. Does that qualify me? Yeah, I do.
What do you do with it?
I got one for Christmas. He looks at boogers. And
who does?
My 8-year-old.
Wow.
He looks at boogers and spit?
Spit, anything gross he can think of. He puts on the little trays and puts the dots on there and then examines it. So nice. I have that. That probably qualifies me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a Bunsen burner or any beakers.
I mean, I enjoy nature. And so I guess
science
in some sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is also science. Yeah.
The hashtag government snow had 1 million hits on TikTok.
No.
People are looking up all sorts of government snow hashtags. One TikTok user, I want to give you the quote that they directly blamed one person in particular.
Ted Cruz?
No, not Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz was trying to escape this. One woman who was burning a snowball with a lighter said, thank you, Bill Gates, for trying to effing trick us that this is real snow. You'll see it's not melting and it's not, or and it's going to burn.
Wow. Poor Bill Gates.
Really poor.
All the billions of dollars doesn't buy him any respect.
In reality, what did Bill Gates do? Well, what did he do that has that he is like gets blamed for everything?
I kind of enjoy it. It's like, okay.
It's funny. I saw an interview
with him recently where he was just completely dumbfounded that he was at the center of all of these conspiracies. Mm-hmm. I think he's just the fall guy. Modern day fall. Anything goes awry, blame Bill Gates.
He doesn't have to do anything to help the world. Like he could just, you know what? That's it. You know what? I'll be napping all day if anybody needs me.
You know, it used to be in the ancient times, you had some kind of angry god, you know, like, oh, blame the tree gods or the rain gods or the whatever. Now it's like, just blame Bill Gates.
Well, it's just blame the ultra rich. Like the second the ultra rich, like,
yeah, Bill Gates is one of those. And I think Tyson's right.
Elon Musk for anything.
Not yet. But there will be a time.
Yeah, I can see that happen. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
he
that's
scot-free.
Because I was just thinking, I was like, the first time I heard about Bitcoin and the first time I bought Bitcoin, if I would have just put all the cash I had at that moment into Bitcoin, I would have a lot of money almost to compete with some of the world's richest people. And I was like, but would I want to be the world's richest people? Yes. But there's a lot of backlash, like Bill Gates and stuff. And I was like, can you be anonymously?
Yeah.
Can you be anonymous and have $200 billion? Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
$200 billion? No, but you could definitely have a couple billion and be anonymous.
Yeah. So, but that's not enough.
Is there any way that we might be able to somehow like reverse engineer one of these things, like have some sort of like a TikTok conspiracy that's productive where it's the, you know, clean up the dog poop challenge.
Oh, my gosh. I could get behind that challenge.
Like, shouldn't there be some way to hack this?
I see what you're saying. Use this stupid misinformation pipeline and turn it into something for good.
Something
and I kind of like the dog poop. Yeah. Pick up trash, pick up dog poo, put in trash and then left on the trail.
No, there's nothing, Tyson. There's no way.
It's not going to work because you need the people. It has to be something kind of shocking, like, oh, shocking enough that they will put it as that they will share the video. Like scooping dog poop isn't like shocking enough, not like dumping an ice bucket on your head and being like, look at how crazy I am.
That would be shocking, you know? But then would be a net positive.
Yeah.
So dog poop poisons groundwater, right? That's why they're not allowed in watershed areas. You'd think that would be enough to motivate people to pick up dog poop, but it's not.
What about like, smear dog feces all over your body
and then
they can go home and shower.
No, we're not doing a TikTok challenge.
No.
Plus,
it is productive because they're getting the dog poop off and then rinsing it down.
No, I see what Tyson's doing here. He's taking the stupidity TikTok challenges. Yeah. And then he's just manipulating it to benefit those
manipulating
of us
it to benefit. Yeah. It's something like that. So that's where your mindset has to be. Like the litter, it's like, stuff your mattress with litter and then sleep on it challenge. And then all these people go in and they just get like an empty mattress casing and start going out and picking up garbage.
See how many pieces of garbage you can stuff into your pants.
Yeah. Right? Something like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See if you can sneak a pants load of garbage into the city dump. Cause usually you have to pay a little bit to take a load to the dump, you know?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Okay. Let's talk about another story. And Tyson, let us know if this is somebody that you know. So an Arizona man.
Yeah, Arizona I do know an Arizona man. So far, yes.
Yes. Had to miss work recently.
Yep, I know a guy like that.
He was kidnapped.
Nope.
Yeah. Or at least that's what he told that was the reason he gave for missing work.
Mm-hmm. So he called in and said, I'm kidnapped. I can't come into work.
Mm-hmm.
Or did he like after the fact?
No, he staged the whole thing. On the article I saw, there was a picture of him tied up next to a dumpster.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what this sounds like? This sounds like, the sequel to, Wild Hogs.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, hey, old John Travolta, come ride your bike with us. He's like, I can't. I got work. And they're like, we'll pretend like he got kidnapped. This is hilarious.
This was a young man, not an old guy.
Yeah. His name is Brandon Sewells. And the police said they found him near a water tower with his hands tied behind his back and with a bandana in his mouth. He said that two masked men had kidnapped him, knocked him unconscious, and left him where he was found. However, the detectives did an investigation and found that no kidnapping or assault had occurred.
It turned probably out- had his wallet on him, yeah. his watch on him.
He admitted to police that he made up the story as an excuse not to have to go to work.
So he just spent the whole day. That's like skipping school by standing on so a toilet elaborate. In the
what
bathroom for the whole day. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I remember skipping school one time and standing literally on a toilet with a couple friends in stalls so that they couldn't see your feet underneath and just like being there for like 2 hours in the bathroom standing on a toilet. And was that really less painful than just going to class?
Mm-hmm. This is worse. This is so much worse. He had to spend the day getting a tripod or a remote thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then finding rope or twine. Most people don't just have that hanging around. I had to go to the hardware store.
He's 19.
Get a bandana.
What could his 19? Job be?
Probably works.
At 19, there's a lot of warehouse. Yeah, there's a lot of jobs you could have that you do not want at 19.
But why? Yeah, Danny, at 19, that is very true.
Danny, what was your job at 19?
I mowed lawns.
Okay, Rob?
Well, I was in college. I don't think I was, I didn't have like a regular job. So I guess in the summer, I don't know, what did I do? Worked at Old Navy one summer.
Oh, nice.
I would have hid behind the dumpster and not go back there.
Yeah.
Not just hide behind the dumpster. Tie yourself up.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was cleaning construction sites up, like sweeping up the sawdust and organizing and getting rid of all the garbage. And I also would have preferred to be tied up somewhere. So I guess, okay, now we can, it's fine.
Yeah. So he was arrested for real on February 17th on suspicion of false reporting to police. So I guess he does not have
they
to go
should.
To work, or is that like just like then he goes home? Like they sort of just like
I'm pretty sure he got fired once they found out he staged a kidnapping to get out of work. It's like obviously you're not a motivated employee.
Yeah,
they should have arrested him for kidnapping
himself.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
That'd been so awesome. Because that would have been like super ironic justice right there, right?
Mm-hmm. No, super ironic justice would be that they would make him have to work every day.
For free. DePete asks how you tie your own hands behind your back. You don't, Pete. This is simple science. You tie them in front and then step through them and then they're behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Tyson's thought about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've all done it.
Found by the police. Like he called in his own kidnapping and then like
or GPS coordinates of his phone, which wasn't stolen.
I really want to know what his job was.
Why would someone kidnap him? That's the first thing the cops probably asked. Why?
Yeah. Hmm. Motive.
Why would anyone kidnap you?
What's so
no good reason?
What's so special about you?
Yeah, then leave you with your phone.
Yeah.
Now, if he had gone through with it a little bit more dedicated, like smash his phone to pieces right next to him, mm-hmm. gotten rid of his credit card, maybe gave it to a homeless person to go, you know, spend all over the city, he could have thought this through. But I don't think he was fully committed. This was like a weak kidnap, a watered down kidnapping, and the police probably saw right through it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right through it, dude.
If there's ever a day where I have too many podcasts to do and you hear a report that I've been kidnapped, you'll know what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tyson and I will text each other like wink, wink. That's what we said.
We know what's really going on. Now, this feels like a lifetime ago that we used to talk about Storm Area 51. Do you remember that?
Oh, those were the good old days, weren't
they?
Those
were. Yeah. So simple.
If we could rewind
September
back to that simpler
2019,
time.
You know, the world was so innocent then.
It really was. Yeah. Had I already played Survivor again for the fourth time it hadn't aired?
I think so, yes.
I think so, too, yes. Yeah.
Okay. So people were talking about storming Area 51. We were looking at hotels. How could we do that? But there is a real estate listing which has just popped up for an 80-acre cattle ranch, which is adjacent to Area 51. And it's hit the market for a cool $4.5 million.
That seems like a lot.
Chump change.
Hmm.
Too much.
Too much.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to get from this? Probably not even that great of a cattle ranch.
80 cattle are there.
Oh, wow. 80 cattle. Let me tell you about the cattle business, having been on the periphery of it for years.
Hold on. If there's 80 not cattle and it's 80 acres, that seems like a... Is there a misprint somewhere?
No, an acre of cattle, that's like sparse, but fine.
Mm-hmm. You also get, Danny, a permit to graze the cattle and the famous black mailbox.
Oh, I didn't know the black mailbox was included.
Yes.
Well, there you have it. $4.5 million for that mailbox.
Area 51 mailbox. So I guess that this property has a very famous mailbox on the way to Area 51.
Hmm. So I want to see if this sells.
Yeah. So if you get mail, like tourists come and tamper with it.
Yeah. Nonstop. Just getting tampered mail.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, look at how angelic I look right now.
Yes. This is like what it looked like before Liz got the LASIK. This is like looking at Danny.
This is how Danny looked all washed out.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I probably had a halo, too. Or maybe now I'll have a halo around me constantly.
Should I close this?
It's fine. Like, I thought you put a filter on Tyson.
No, I didn't.
No, hashtag no filter.
That reminded me of when Danny and I were in Austria at a church in Vienna, and the light was shining through the stained glass perfectly at the pulpit. So we all got pictures of us like kneeling at the pulpit with just like a halo of sunshine coming onto our heads.
So disrespectful, but we were young.
We were young.
It was our oyster.
Mm-hmm. It really was. Times have changed.
So no interest.
Can we go back to this?
Yeah, go for it.
Because this probably is one of the most trespassed piece of properties you could possibly own, right? I mean, you're going to nonstop have weirdos with their RVs, binoculars, drones. Always.
Yeah, but you turn it into a rental place like that. Just say, hey, you can drive your RV on here for...
You want to Airbnb this place? What do you do cattle for?
Build like a 500-foot
You need the cattle
tower.
for tax purposes, agricultural zones.
Yeah, that's true. You need
guys,
to
have this all figured out. Here's the black mailbox.
It's not that great.
No. Mm-hmm.
38 likes.
I'd get a new... Yeah, it's only got 38 likes. I'd get a new mailbox.
Look, build a giant tower with huge binoculars. Charge people $500 an hour to climb to the top of the tower and look at Area 51 through those binoculars.
Mm.
You know, like, I think you could monetize it. You'll never make your $4.5 million back.
Right there.
Oh, those orange ones?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, those are probably some great 2x5s or whatever.
Yeah.
No, you could monetize this. I just don't know if you could make enough money or if there's enough... you could make it a staging area for the next storm, Area 51.
Yeah.
But I just don't think $4.5 million. I think it's worth more like $500,000.
Mm-hmm. We have to see how many... That's... Yeah. I agree with Danny. I think $4.5 million is way too much. But we have to... You have to see how many people really do pass through there if you're trying to monetize it with like RV parking and stuff.
Plus, do you want to be at ground zero when the aliens return to reclaim their crashed aircraft? I mean, is that really where you want to be? Mm-hmm. That's probably exactly where they'll probably set the ship down, right on top of your house. Right on, squash all your children, you. That's where it's going to start.
All right. Right, so we don't want to like go and split it three ways.
We do.
Oh, I didn't know you wanted to go in. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, business venture. Yeah, I think it's about time.
Like, should we get like some sort of like
a compound?
Some sort of bunker. Yeah. That was
the news AF compound.
I think that you needed bunkers.
We can find investors. I mean, we have a couple hundred people that listen to this thing. So that's if everybody, what's 4.5 million divided by a couple hundred people?
Still a lot. Probably equals still a lot, but you got to sell it to him. You got to be like, let me invite you to an exciting new opportunity. What is the number one thing talked about in all countries around the entire world? Aliens.
Yes.
Aliens.
I feel like that there's like every day there's like a giant UFO spotted and nobody cares.
Yeah. They had a UFO fly over a jumbo jet in New Mexico yesterday or the day before. Mm-hmm. Two jets. Yeah. Or it was a Tomahawk cruise missile, one of the two. No, that's the great... That's what the government strategy has been so successful, that you could have aliens land and tear the head off of somebody, and people will be like, ah, okay, and just go on with their lives.
That's nice.
That's nice. It's just not shocking anymore. When you've got fake snow falling in Texas, what's an alien invasion? Just another news story.
Yeah, I mean, the aliens are just doing, like, just, like, driving by.
Yeah, and plus the aliens haven't done anything spectacular. They're just, yeah, always flying by. Mm-hmm. They're never stopping to shake
hands.
They
don't even do the
people.
Probes anymore that I know of.
They have toned down the probing. Mm-hmm. A good probing might reawaken society to the threat of aliens.
Yeah.
We should all watch Fire in the Sky tonight.
Oh, no way.
Why?
I don't like alien abduction stories.
No.
Have you seen that movie? And you would still refuse to watch it again?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't like it.
We're not that far from Snowflake, Arizona. Mm-hmm. Maybe a couple hours. We could drive there.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the movie at the location where it supposedly took place.
Yeah.
Dude, what if in the future when the aliens come, you can go and offer to get probed for, like, you would donate.
Free tour of the spaceship?
Like, you would donate blood or donate plasma. Just be like, yeah, for $200, you can come and we'll probe you so that we can learn more about your species.
Aliens have so much money.
Dude, they have that galactic rock. Dude, those asteroids have all of the precious minerals that...
Dude, they just bring in one asteroid a year, and they're already surpassing the entire world's economy.
Throw off the whole demand for precious metals.
And that's why everything they have...
You have to be smart about it. You have to be smart about it, for sure.
Have to only dole out a couple at a time.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Well, let's talk. We always do our updates about the Boston Dynamics dogs that are out there. And so some inventors out there figured out a way to attach a paintball gun to the top of a Boston Dynamics police robot dog. And the people at Boston Dynamics are not thrilled.
Why?
Because they don't want the gun option to be visible until, you know, they've reached that stage.
They've done it too soon. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
There
are we going to see this?
Yeah.
Yeah. That looks awesome.
Here's the dog, and it's got a paintball gun.
Now, there's more to this story.
Yes.
So not only did they put the paintball on there, but they're going to allow people to manipulate the dog and the paintball gun over the internet.
Hmm.
So
seems like a opportunity for a hacker to come in, Danny.
Sure, but I think it's trapped inside that room. I think it's more like an art. What do they call
you
it?
You can't
art
trap
display?
A Boston Dynamics dog in a room.
Dude,
well, it doesn't have
the first mistake.
It doesn't have the arm for opening doors. They took that precaution.
Yeah, but it will just jump with its powerful legs all the way through the ceiling.
Mm-hmm. Now, that would be rad. Plus, it's only a paintball gun.
It's only a paintball gun? I've been shot on the bare skin with a paintball gun.
Yeah, so have I.
Hurts. You don't think it hurts?
Yeah, it hurts, but it doesn't kill you. Yeah, the shot yet. Right through your eye.
Yet, not yet, but who knows, like in 50 years, if they're like, well, looks like Danny got shot on the bare skin with a paintball gun and
by a dog.
Cause of death.
Also, if it was super cold, all the paintballs might freeze, like if he was walking around in Texas.
Yeah,
now it's shooting them. Basically ball bearings.
Paintballs.
Yeah. I don't, I mean, we all knew it was going this way, that the Boston Dynamics robot dog was going to be weaponized at some point. And this is just the progression of that.
Yeah. Boston Dynamics posted a long essay to Twitter disavow what this was going on. That their mission is to create and deliver surprisingly capable robots that inspire, delight, and positively impact society.
The guys who are doing this, they claim that Boston Dynamics offered them two additional dogs if they didn't run this little gimmick.
Wow.
And I don't believe that. I mean, really, you're gonna give $150,000 to these clowns on the hopes that they don't end up doing this art installation with the paintball dog? I think that kind of feels made up. Maybe it was quickly discussed, additional dogs if you don't do this. But this is really,
why
I mean,
give
the
them more dogs. Like, it's like you are not doing what we want with this one. We'll give you two more if you stop.
Well, because they'd probably have to sign a bunch of paperwork and promises and everything.
Paperwork has never stopped an attention.
But isn't Boston Dynamics robots? Wouldn't you think that they have it built in that they can control all of their products?
Yeah, remotely, so like that's what can? These pranksters mentioned that. They said, we're going to see if there's a backdoor option to get into the dog software and shut it down.
Yeah.
They said, if the dog all of a sudden turns off, people will know. And that's actually a good point. Boston Dynamic, if they do have that capability, probably wouldn't want to demonstrate it right now, because then other owners would be like, whoa,
Tesla does that all the time. They're like, oh, your car needs a tune up. And it's like, how did you know that?
Yeah, but they're not like making the cars turn around and drive straight to Tesla headquarters. But what I mean is they brought this up in the article saying, if the dog does get shut down, it'll mean that the Boston Dynamics has left some kind of ability to get into your dog, your spot.
Which it does, because Apple has a way to get into all of our Apple products.
Yeah, of
products.
Course. You just don't want to demonstrate it so early on in in your
You
want
to wait till everybody, you want to wait till people, this is the saying that you want people to come to terms with. Who cares if Boston Dynamics can do that? Apple and Microsoft and Google have been doing that forever.
Plus, if you're writing the script for this whole release of the Boston Dynamic dog, you got to have that moment when the dogs are everywhere and they go to hit the switch because they're starting to become self-aware, and the switch doesn't work.
Yeah.
That solved the problem. But nope, the dogs all get back up with their arms.
Dude.
Pop people's heads off.
Oh my God, crazy.
I don't know.
You could turn us off.
Yeah, no, it kicks through people's hearts, like punches like a robot dog fist through their chest, like a donkey kick. It's like a donkey kick. It rears up and donkey kicks you right in the chest, stops your heart. Boom.
Kicks you through windows. That would be brutal if the dogs were widespread, like one dog for every four people in America. And then the dogs just go around donkey kicking people, trampling them. I mean, that would be a horrifying way for things to go down.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You ready to see a mutant fish that has a human face?
I've been waiting for this my entire life. It's not called the sheep's head fish, is it?
I don't know.
I had so many questions about this story. It does not look real. It looks the most fake.
You guys,
than Texas snow.
This looks very fake.
So fake.
Let's see it.
Indonesian fishermen claim that they caught a mutant fish with a human face. Okay. Here it is. You can listen to the podcast. You can listen to mutant fish, human face, and find
I'm looking at
it. That just does not look
real. It looks like a puppet on like a 1970s children's television show.
Yeah. It looks really dumb.
Why would the shark have those things there? What are nostrils? What are those?
No, those are its eyes.
Okay, show me the rest of the fish.
Okay, let's see if we have some more pictures of... There it is from like a side profile. What do you think, Danny?
Fake.
Gosh, it looks so stupid. I can't bring myself to believe
it's a mutant shark.
Yeah, it's like a claymation. It looks like... Remember when they would do those fake mermaids where they just sew like the back end of a trout to the top, to the bottom of a monkey?
Yeah.
Turn the shark over. Yeah. Why are they all the shots are exactly the same?
Is there more like pictures? This. Keep going through the pictures, Rob.
I think that's a couple, that's a couple more. Okay. Yeah, that's baby shark. Yeah.
There's then, baby shark.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Huh. Nah, I'm calling BS. I don't think there'd be that many mutations where like it has like a human looking mouth and weird eyes. Mm-hmm. And it's, yeah.
This came about because he caught a shark in his net, cut the shark open. There were three baby sharks in the belly. Two looked normal. And then there was this thing. That's what he's claiming.
Yeah. Mm. So would you eat this mutant shark?
I would never eat a shark. I would definitely not eat this mutant shark if it was real. Would you want any part of this shark in your digestive system?
I've eaten shark before. I've eaten shark before. I mean, I'm not.
Yeah
I'm not as snooty as Danny. It's like I have to eat shark sometimes, Danny, to survive.
Are not in the right place for it to be a shark.
The eyes are definitely not in the right place. They're on the top side of the head. They're in completely the wrong place.
That's what I'm saying. Show me the top side of the head.
That's what we want to see.
They just look like eyes.
What do you think? They're just speckles?
I don't know. It was like, I don't know what a gill looks like or anything.
And maybe it's like, maybe that's where the umbilical cords like go in. I don't know. That's the thing, is like it got pulled from the tummy of, so was it eaten by the other shark or was the other shark pregnant?
In fairness, I do think that Bill Gates did this.
Yeah, this is for sure Bill Gates.
This
is signature Bill Gates.
Yeah.
All this, over the stinks of Bill Gates.
The biggest problem with this picture is the look on the shark's face is so comical. It makes it hard to believe. It's got like this distressed shock look on its face. And in every picture, I can't not look at it.
I know.
And think that it was like surprised to be there.
This is Jim Henson, dude.
Jim Henson.
This is signature Jim Henson.
It does look like his work.
Yeah. You think that it's sort of like, okay, well, how do we capture the magic of Baby Yoda? Okay.
Jim Henson faked his death.
This easily in Dark Crystal. This could be a character in Dark Crystal. You wouldn't even blink an eye.
Yeah. And it would also have, and it's not a scary character. It's a small, cute character. It's like,
hello, I'm a little baby shark and I have much more wisdom than you would ever expect a baby to have.
Yeah. This baby shark should get on TikTok.
I'm sure there's already a TikTok baby shark conspiracy
baby mutant shark
going around.
Dude, all you have to do is put your hand up the puppet hole in the back of this thing that Jim Henson made and then move its mouth around and be like,
mutant shark,
and it will be an internet sensation. Dude, I have all these great ideas for viral videos, but yet I cannot myself create.
Write this guy a letter, ask him for the shark,
or head on over to Indonesia and see if you can catch one.
Just start catching my own. Probably all over
Father
there.
Nature is just.
How do we know that? Because
shark.
This guy kills this shark, and maybe this was the future of sharkhood. Like, this is what they needed to combat.
You're right. He stopped the next step in evolution.
Correct.
That's what you're saying.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Because of all the climate changes we're currently having and wildlife dying off at a rapid rate, especially the coral reefs, etc., this was the evolution that was
going to
keep
sharks. It was going to walk on land and talk to humans. It was going to be the arbiter between like humans and sea creatures.
And probably when the Boston Dynamics dogs rise to power, this shark would rally all the other sharks to combat defeat.
Join the humans.
Join the humans. Yep.
A mutant shark.
I would probably follow this shark. The shark looks harmless. The best disguise a shark could have.
Yeah, was that one of the mutations?
It's a manhunter. This is like the evolution of manhunter where like nobody's afraid of it because it looks like cute and harmless. You're like, oh, hi, little shark. And as you wave, it just bites your hand off.
Yeah. All the influencers that would want to get pictures taken next to it and then they just disappear.
Yeah.
Perfect disguise for a shark. Sharks are so scary looking, but this one's like, oh, come over here and swim with me.
Yeah. I don't even think that mouth could bite me.
Yeah. Look, he doesn't even have teeth. And the next thing you know, your arm's missing.
Yeah. Crazy. Well, just all the flesh off your arm and you have a skeleton hand.
The kid that said that he got kidnapped, I think he should have said that this was the perpetrator.
Mm-hmm.
Like by the mutant shark.
Mutant shark.
It got me.
You'd never believe it.
Yeah.
She said Bill Gates kidnapped him.
Mm-hmm. Is there a scripture in the Bible in Revelations about mutant sharks?
I'm going to go back and check.
Yeah, I'm going to read the whole thing. Yeah.
I'll go through everything.
I'm going to read the whole thing tonight and see if there's anything about mutant sharks in there.
Yeah, do your math, too. Remember to run all the calculations.
Yeah, you have to.
If it equals mutant shark.
Okay. Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole?
Yeah, I've got so much.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to give it all to you.
All right.
But
yeah. No, you can't. I mean, you can't give us the milk for free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to buy an 80 acres in the area.
80 head cattle ranch.
All right, here we go. Let's go out to Danny Bryson standing by with Danny's bolt hole.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're going to like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yes!
A nocturnal emission.
Oh, it's such a good song. I'm always like taken away and transported. I don't know where to.
Yeah.
But somewhere beautiful.
Area 51.
This is my first story, if I do multiples, which I might not. But we've talked about people. I want to say it's a story we've touched on in the past about people using pets in their profiles to attract people on dating sites.
I'm going
to
use that mutant shark.
Actually, I don't know. There's no research on what a mutant shark can pull in. But yeah. I actually think it might help, maybe. It might bring in the wrong type of person, but it could help, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think we've talked about people using dogs in the past to lure in prospective dates.
What if you had an app on the dating app and you were holding like the Boston Dynamics dog?
Wait, are you talking about a dating app?
Yeah,
I'm talking about all dating apps. People, it has been known, it's scientifically proven that using dogs or pets in your pictures will get you more dates. It says right here, the first line, it's no secret. It works and science backs it up. So the Boston Dynamic dog would probably bring in probably the right kind of woman or a partner that you're looking for. Someone interested in technology, robotics. So, I mean, you're going to have interesting conversations. I think it would be a plus.
Yeah.
But this one says there's one animal you should not pose with if you're a man.
All right.
In your pictures.
Can you give us the reason why?
Yes. So they found that men posing with this animal appear less masculine.
Oh, okay.
Appear to have higher neuroticism, agreeableness, openness, and less dateable. Two of those things don't sound so bad. But what animal do you think?
Let's see. What animal, if you posed with it, would project a less masculine traditional masculinity image? Maybe
you want a hint?
What is the hint?
My house currently smells like this animal.
Is it a cat?
It is a cat.
Yeah.
I
was going for something more exotic.
The study is actually entitled Not the Cat's Meow: The Impact of Posing with Cats on Female Perceptions of Male Dateability. They interviewed 1,300 women, and it sounds like you got to ditch the cat. Or if you didn't have a cat, sometimes people put fake dogs. I've read articles about people putting fake pets in their profile pictures, photoshopping it. So if you photoshopped a cat into your dating profile picture, you need to get rid of it right now. It could be the reason you're still single. You haven't found anyone yet.
Yeah. Probably. I mean, having the cat is fine, but the cat doesn't want to be in the picture. I feel like that it's tough to pose with a cat. Like a dog,
it's not,
you could get like the dog doesn't mind taking the picture.
That is true.
Both are attracting you're cutting down on your pool when you're like posing with a cat, then it's like you're only getting other cat people interested because there's definitely people who are like,
You know, I appreciate and you dog being as up well. Front because like I have allergies.
I would too. I don't want
to. If I was going to date somebody and then it was like going great and then like, oh, she has a cat. Like, all right, well, this is pretty much over.
Yeah, my eyeballs would explode if I had, if there was a cat. If somebody rubbed a cat on my face, the whites of my eyes would swell while the rest of my eyes don't. So I'd just have big old puffy.
I'd rather be poked in in the eyeball with a stick.
10 sticks.
So actually, Rob has a great point. In this article I'm reading, it has pictures used in the study of guys holding cats. And the one thing I noticed right away, as Rob said it, the whole posing with a dog, it's true. Oh, look at my best friend right here. It's like a hey buddy moment, right? Yeah. Whereas with a cat, it just looks awkward. Like the cat doesn't want to be there. The guy doesn't want to, it just doesn't look
cats
quite
do
as
not
chummy.
Like posing for pictures.
Yeah, but when I see dudes with cats, I also think this guy's price sensitive.
But that's the other thing is that maybe the stereotype for like the cat lady,
it's not
you know,
a bad thing.
It's kind of like the cats and cat owners have had a bad reputation and that's carried over here into the dating scene with these pictures.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at these guys and I don't think I would want to date any of them.
Catpicsonly.com.
Yeah. And actually the company I worked for we tried to do a cat app.
Cat people.
We tried that. We did a cat app. Yeah. Don't ask me what it was called. It was like an Instagram for cat lovers.
Yeah, we did do that.
And it didn't really go anywhere. I know. Well, I didn't think to turn it into a dating app. I didn't know that people were so picky about cat owners. Now I realize it would have been the best thing we could have done.
Speaking of dating apps, there is a new dating app on the scene that one of our listeners, breaking news, Solomon mentioned. It's called Snack. And what it is it's a TikTok style dating app where it's video because their research has shown that most people that match on Tinder or Bumble or something like that then meet up on TikTok or Instagram to kind of be more flirty and look at each other's stuff rather than stay on the actual app. So they have built this in. So,
app Snack is trying to attract TikTok users by fusing videos into profiles.
There you go.
It's for Gen Z.
Not us.
No, it wouldn't even be for me if I was
videos,
a member of Gen
Danny?
Z.
Did they say any word on how cat videos
I'm going to assume
perform.
That falls underneath the same kind of study and that you want to keep your cat out.
But
you
wouldn't it be crazy if it was the opposite? If they were like cat videos go berserko, you're going to get much inbox action.
On the internet.
Yes, we're not talking about cat videos, though. We're talking about if you pose with a cat, you look like an evil villain on video.
Oh,
you're
like, you
sitting
think it's
here
sort
with
of
my
like
cat
a Dr.
snuggles.
Evil type thing of like,
again, stereotypes. But still, that's just the way
this
world
is
works.
All great info for you to have as Liz's LASIK heal up. Yeah, for you to know what.
Oh, I won't be taking the when she realizes what I look like. Mm-hmm. I will be taking the cat. She gets the cat.
Yeah, she gets the cat. As she says,
good luck, Liz.
I married
another person.
Yeah,
you've always been so kind, but I married a physical monster.
Yeah, Danny, where was this study from? Who was saying?
Oh, it was not study finds.
Yes,
let me go back to it. I'm surprised it didn't have that
twisted that this is Danny Bryson is reporting,
and it is also survey people, right? This is survey people.
I don't know. This one isn't quite like study finds 2000 survey people type of a thing. It's a peer-reviewed journal called Animals.
Okay.
And it was reported by the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, I think I subscribed to that peer-reviewed journal.
Do you have that publication?
Yeah, I have that publication.
Yeah. So maybe if you want cat pics, then you should have in your profile, let me see your cat pics.
You definitely should.
Yeah.
You're asking to see their cat pics.
If you want to see cats, you should say it. Maybe, but maybe the people that are doing the cat pics, maybe they want to self screen anybody who isn't a cat lover automatically.
Maybe cat people need to rise up and just flood the world with cat pictures of them holding their cats and change opinions.
Yeah, but if you're one of these people that's like, that I just need to hold an animal in my picture because that'll get me more swipes. Well, pick the right animal.
Yeah, you got to pick the right animal. What animal is the right animal?
I think a dog is the right animal.
What about a hit?
If you're just trying to like mine for swipes.
Okay.
Oh, for sure. A cute dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's
scientifically proven.
Bait.
That's part of the scientifically proven statement at the beginning.
Yeah.
Dogs. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What else, Danny? Anything else you want to share?
I have a dog-related study. This is study finds. Wow. And it found out that this is a large study about dogs. Mm-hmm. And let me just read you this one part that I found fascinating. For some, their bond with their pet could be the most important relationship in the household.
Yes.
Of those respondents married or in a relationship, 79% over half, 53% admit to kissing their hound more than their partner. That's the number I wanted to mm-hmm. talk about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you're married for a long time and you're kissing your hound once a week, that's exponentially more than probably you're kissing your partner, right?
Now, does a kiss from a dog, Rob, you were a dog owner. Does a mm-hmm. kiss from a dog, would you say a dog just licking your face counts? Or are you actually...
Mouth to mouth. Lip? I think you have to do
mouth-to-mouth action.
Yeah, open mouth. I think open mouth.
I think it happens more. I think if you are kissing your partner more than you're kissing your dog, like if you are a dog lover, the dog sits next to you like, oh, you're a good boy. Come here. Kiss the dog on its head.
A more casual kiss. Like there's, right. That's a greeting.
Right. Like it's not like where, you know, I walk into a room or sit next to my wife and she's like, come here, boy.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to shake her hand. Like if you walk into a room and you're like, hi, Nicole.
My wife walks in the room.
Yeah.
And we greet with a handshake.
Yeah.
Like normal people do.
Yeah. Of course.
Right.
Pleased to meet you again.
Yeah, I think that this is like a shocking headline, but I don't think that this is that wild.
To a dog owner, probably to a dog owner, it doesn't sound to someone like me, a non-dog mm-hmm. owner,
yeah.
It is a very shocking number.
Yeah.
And kind of gross. Mm-hmm. But to a normal dog owner, it's probably like, oh yeah, dude, me and my dog kiss all the time.
Yeah, that's all we mm-hmm. do is kiss.
I mean, I saw that headline. It really did its job.
Yeah,
it caught my attention.
Yeah,
drew me in. I saved it for later. This is, by the way, this is also 2000 survey people.
Yeah,
because it's study
survey
fine.
People. Yeah,
it's the same 2000 people that answer all the surveys.
Don't you
know everything about these 2000 people?
They all I've got time for is kissing my dog and taking surveys.
But I don't use cats. You know what? It would be interesting to compile all of our study finds, 2000 survey people, and come up with this individual that we create in like AI, like the study finds individual and all of their weird, quirky traits. Maybe they'd be the ideal human. We don't know.
We don't.
But it would be a fascinating thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, because chances are they don't find 2000 different people every time.
No. It's the same people. They're on Survey Junkie.
Yeah, why would you call someone you don't know to get yelled at?
Making a dime every time they take a 70-minute survey.
Yeah. Hey, William. Yeah, it's me again. What do you think about a cat in a picture? You like that? No, I didn't think so. Do you kiss your dog today? Okay. All right, good. I'll get back to you.
Okay.
All right, bye.
Yep. Talk to you tomorrow.
I'll call you tomorrow about something different, but probably animal-related.
Yeah. How often do you get your oil changed? Oh, okay. All right.
There you go. That's what I've got.
Any other quick ones, Danny?
Yeah, I mean, they've got the drone on Mars primed.
Yes. Were you impressed? I know that you were. I hadn't heard anything about it. And then you mentioned it, and then I saw it was all I saw.
Yeah, I watched the landing. The parachute. Yeah. It would be easy if
seven minutes of terror, they call it.
I know, it's so dramatic. Probably for everyone who put time and money into this, it looked pretty great to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it was really interesting. I had a hard time understanding until I read a little bit further what exactly was happening as it was landing, because I thought it was surface winds, but mm-hmm. they had these rockets going off to slow down the touchdown. It was awesome. But as far as TikTok conspiracies go, I could see that being a conspiracy. We didn't really land on Mars. That was all staged somewhere out in the Utah desert. I don't know. I just like watching the landing. It all looks so mm-hmm. surreal. Like to mm-hmm. think that was taking place on another planet kind of blew my mind.
I saw a clip of that too. And I also was like, that's surprisingly clear footage.
Yeah. Looked amazing.
Yeah. It's like, I couldn't even get that footage in my backyard. That was that.
You were impressed.
I was impressed and also in kind of disbelief, like that looks like too good Like if it were
rainy, that's what I mean.
Like,
TikTok conspiracy material right there.
Yeah.
Looks too good.
All right, we'll see next week that one has caught on.
Bill Gates inside his compound filmed
ask
that.
Ask the survey people if they bought that or not. We'll find out. All right. Great stuff. Danny, what are you up to these days?
I actually went out on some adventures last week.
Oregon.
Instagram picture. Tyson, I was telling Danny before we came on that, you know, I feel like that Danny leads like a double life. He's like a mild-mannered podcaster on Tuesday, and then he's off in the world like on like this great adventure between now and when we come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I try to fit in my adventures usually between, you know, Wednesday
and Monday. Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's time for your family in there somewhere, right?
Yeah. Even when Tyson goes on an adventure, it's like, and then it's like, oh, here's my family also. But yeah, Danny, it's just
true.
You know, just like, yeah, I'm on top of Mount Everest.
Yeah.
Not yet. Not yet. But yeah, I got out. I finally got to film some stuff. So hopefully I'll be posting that on Mediocre Amateur. But yeah, it's just about trying to be getting back on Tuesday is one of the things I have to do.
Yeah. Thank you for
the most important day of the week.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you. You're a brave American.
Okay. And then Tyson, what are you up to?
Let's see. I'm going to St. George this week.
Where
Utah,
St. George?
Southern Utah.
Southern Utah.
For a top secret business venture.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whoa.
And
are you buying property in Area 51?
I wish, dude. I wish. And New Nature with Tyson gear is coming out soon.
Whoa.
We have some new t-shirt designs and some new sweatshirt colors. So a lot of our other stuff is sold out in all the popular sizes and stuff. So we've been, you know, it's been hard to get inventory in with everything going on, but we did get some inventory in. It should be posted soon. And, what else?
I saw you do an amazing behind the back.
Was that dope?
That was pretty dope.
That was against one of the world's top pickleball players.
Yeah, it didn't lead to success.
It didn't.
In and of itself was impressive.
Did you see the other video where I scored 2 points on him?
I wouldn't have known because I don't know what's going on. What's going on?
Yeah.
So I wouldn't understand that, but I understood that behind the back, I thought it looked pretty smooth.
Yeah.
I appreciated that.
Thank you. Yeah, it was quite tricky. And the shot was actually perfect. I think if he weren't professional, he would have had a more difficult time. I think he would have given up the point already, thinking he'd already won it. And it would have surprised him so much that he wouldn't have returned what I had shot back at him behind the back. But yeah.
That's why you're an influencer right there.
It is.
Showy shots like that.
Yeah. And I do have, I think maybe next week or the week after, I'll be able to talk about some of the other projects I have going on. I've got a lot of stuff going on.
You've always got exciting stuff. Like it's always cloak and dagger with you. I feel like
you have to
go into a secret location to meet with people in dark suits.
You're going to really love, this one that's going on in St. George once I can, drop it.
Okay, I'm excited. Finally, something to look forward to.
Finally, dude.
2021. It
breathes a little life into you, something.
I know. Yeah. Jeez.
It'll be sooner than Christmas, too, so that, because I know Christmas, a lot of times people are like, oh, presents, I can't wait. And so this is, and then you got 12 months of no presents unless you have a birthday.
Yeah.
Like, right smack dab in the middle. So this will be something to, you know, keep your minds off of everything else.
Okay. Then we got a lot more podcasts coming up on robhasawebsite.com. I will be talking about the 33rd best season of Survivor of all time coming up on Wednesday night. And that is going to be Survivor Heroes versus Healers versus Hustlers.
Okay. Still no Tyson episodes.
Still no Tyson. Not for a while.
Are they ever going to film a new season?
Supposedly.
We don't care.
Yeah, that they're gonna try to get one in the can in the next couple of months.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, if The Bachelor is out there and has done two seasons.
Well, they're just filming Bachelor in the hotel.
At La Quinta.
I know, I saw that, but you've
ever been to a La
Quinta? On an island.
Yeah. It's complicated. There's a big international crew of like 200 people from like all over the world that they have to bring in. I think if they wanted to have done like a scaled down version, like on like, and I think they just kind of felt like,
No half measures. Yeah.
We'll do it how we want to do it.
Yeah.
When we feel like it.
And they are.
Wow. Yeah. That's power.
We'll get back to it. Okay.
I mean, we should have taken their time slot and just been like, we'll do our live news AFs every Wednesday evening on primetime television from 8/7 central.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That would have been perfect.
We'll be back with more news AF. Look for us next week. First news AF of March coming up next Tuesday. Until then, take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.